Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. After I ended my reign of some 40-odd years of community comments, Jody, Angie, and Brian graciously offered to let me throw in a community comment every once in a while. Thanks, guys. So here goes. Why do we need driverless vehicles? Accidents can happen so fast that driverless vehicles will simply add to the confusion. I see where Domino's is using a driverless vehicle to deliver pizzas. I hope it does not create any accidents. President Biden's directive that after 35 there will be only electric vehicles made in the USA. Where are they going to get the electricity to run them? He has shut down oil lines and stopped oil drilling in some places, and that is where we get our energy from. There are some energy refueling stations around town for the few electric cars that are operating. They can also be recharged at home with special equipment, I think. We have many millions of gas and diesel-powered vehicles. What are they going to do with all those vehicles? Phase them out and make us drive electric-powered vehicles? What are they going to do with all those vehicles if they phase them out? There will be millions of tons of plastic, aluminum, steel, and other parts of vehicles to dispose of. What are they going to do with all those materials? The gas and oil industry is already under great pressure due to short-sighted treatment by Biden. Will be destroyed and cost thousands of jobs. I think it's time for Congress to get off their rear ends and get together and work out what is right for America by turning over some of Biden's projects. The word is out that the city wants to change H&I streets back to two-way streets with islands and decorations of plants. I ride H&I streets several times a week as I go to dialysis, dial-a-ride, and at certain times the streets are very busy. In my opinion, they should be left alone. The request to open a 5-acre plot of marijuana in Arcata irritates me. Talk about legalizing marijuana also irritates me. I have never taken so much as a puff of marijuana. I am not opposed to medical or marijuana, as I know it can be helpful. Otherwise, marijuana, to me, is bad for society. When kids get a hold of it, it affects their brains, and I don't agree with promoting marijuana. Thanks again to Angie and Brian and Jody and the rest of the gang at KINS for allowing me to do comments. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.